Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity I have to be with you again. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today. And I do hope and pray that the Lord will speak to your heart. I know He wants to. But that's up to you today. If you'll receive the Word of God, if you'll open up your heart, let the Lord speak to you. I tell you, He will. If you want to be saved, if you open up your everlasting doors of your heart, open up your doors of your heart, and He'll come in. He'll make Himself known to you. I tell you, when you really seek Him with all your heart, first step is to hear the Word of God. And as you hear the Word of God, you got to see yourself as a sinner. And I tell you, God will give you faith to believe on Him. The Bible said He'll give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And then when you understand and you pray by faith, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, you're sick of the world, you're sick of sin, you're tired of the way you're living. And I tell you, you just get sorry that you sin against the Lord. And you come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He'll forgive you of your sin and make you new. I tell you, He'll make you His. I tell you, you'll belong to Him. You'll become a child of God. I tell you, you will be an heir of God and a joint heir with the Lord Jesus. And I tell you, we'll go to heaven when you die. I tell you, there's no discharge in the war of death. And when we die, we're all going to die. Whether we're saved or we're not saved, we're all going to die. I'm talking about this fleshly body is going to die. But we that are saved will never die. As far as our soul is concerned, we're going to live for eternity. We're going to live for everlasting to everlasting in heaven. And I tell you today, what a joy that is to have these great promises that God has put in His Word for us to understand that His sheep have eternal life and they'll never perish. And neither is any man able to pluck them out of His hand. I tell you, when He saves you, He seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. I tell you, He don't halfway do anything. When He saves you, He saves you 100%. I tell you, and I'm thankful for that today, to know that I can't lose my salvation. Now, that doesn't make me want to sin. It doesn't make me want to run after the things of the world. And I tell you, to think that I'm just going to get by and I'm going to get to heaven anyway. You don't get saved when you have those types of thoughts. But I tell you, I got saved. I was willing to give it all up, and I did. I tell you, I wanted the Lord to be, in other words, I gave up everything. I didn't want to hold on to anything. And today I've learned to love Him more as I see His love to me and all that He's done for me. The more I learn, the more I see in the Word of God, all that He's done for me. And this makes me love Him more. And I tell you, I love Him. I want to please Him. And I don't want to commit sin. I hate sin. When you get saved, you hate sin. You don't enjoy it. I tell you, of course, sin brings a pleasure. And that's why people do it. But when you get saved, you hate sin. And you don't want to commit sin. And I tell you, I hate it. But I'm thankful to know that the Lord is greater than all. He gives us victory over it. I tell you, if we'll trust in Him, and I tell you, we're saved and we pray and we seek God's face. I tell you, He helps us, and we don't have any condemnation in our hearts because we know that we've sought Him with all of our heart. We're trying to please Him, and we're trying to walk by faith and not by sight. And we're saying no to our flesh, and we're crucifying, mortifying, and putting to death the deeds of this body every day. I tell you, our heart does not condemn us because we're following the Lord and the inward man and the law of the Spirit, if you please. We're following the Spirit and not our flesh. This flesh is carnal and it's rotten, it's vile, and it's depraved. Nothing good about it. If you follow it, you're gonna fall into sin, and then you're gonna reap it. The Bible said, "Whatever man soweth, he also reaps." So you can mark that down. If you commit sin, it's going to come back. I tell you, you're going to give an account for it one way or the other. And I tell you today, the Lord is merciful. He's long-suffering. He gives us plenty of chances. He gives us plenty of opportunity to correct ourselves and to judge ourselves. The Bible said, if we'll judge ourselves, we that are saved will judge ourselves. Then we won't have to be judged by the Lord. We won't have to be chastened by the Lord as far as Him whipping us and getting our attention. If we'll give Him our attention, if we draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to us. And all we got to do is just confess our sins daily, because we're going to just being in this human flesh. And I tell you, just the thoughts of foolishness and sin. And every day, I tell you, this old flesh is rotten and it gets dirty, especially dirty every day. In other words, the devil comes. He works on our minds. He's going to do that. And I tell you, the Bible said, but if we'll cast it down and don't entertain all that the devil tries to put in our minds, I tell you, then I tell you, we'll be able to really walk with the Lord, and He'll be able to really use us. But the Lord helps us every day. I find out praying every morning and at night as well. But I pray every morning, the Lord to help me, have mercy on me, and forgive me and strengthen me and help me be a good witness and help me have the right mind. Let my conversation be seasoned with salt, and let me tell someone about Jesus and help me be a good example, first of all, to my family and to the people that I work around. And I tell you, than everybody else, I want to be a good example of a Christian. I love the Lord. I don't want to shame Him. He bore enough shame already at Calvary. Like my preacher, he's my pastor, he's preached that for years. And He bore enough shame at Calvary for us to shame Him. And I don't want to shame Him. I tell you, I want to glorify the Lord in my life. And I want people to know who I serve. I'm not ashamed of Him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I love it. I tell you, I've been born of the Word of God. And I tell you, the gospel, I tell you, I love it. I'm thankful I heard it. I'm thankful that someone preached to me and someone told me about the Lord and led me to the Lord through the preached Word of God. And I've seen good examples of a Christian when I was young, when I got saved. And I tell you, the Lord put it in my heart. I was wretched and vile. I mean, even at a young age, I realized that I was miserable. I wasn't happy. I tell you, I didn't know how to express myself. And I tell you, I couldn't tell anyone how I was feeling. But I'm thankful the Lord knew my heart. And when I heard the Word of God preached, that I understood that I needed to call on the Lord Jesus to be saved. I understood that Jesus died for my sins. I didn't know a whole lot, but I began to seek the Lord. I began to cry out and pray to Him. And one night I did. And one day I got down beside my mother's bedside and I cried out to the Lord. And I asked Him, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I tell you, at first He didn't save me because I didn't pray with all my heart. I was just trying to pray, but my heart wasn't broke. I really wasn't praying with my whole heart, my whole all. And so I began to pray again. And when I prayed the second time, I just let it all go. And I just cried out to the Lord. I knew I needed help and I knew I was a sinner. And He had mercy on me. He saved me. And then He put His Spirit inside me. And I had a friend from that day forward. I've had a friend that's never forsook me, never left me. He's been with me through the thick, through the thin, through good times, through bad times. He's always been there for me to speak to me, to guide me, that small, still voice. And I tell you, I love Him for that. I tell you, I look back on my time of when I was younger and all the years, I look back and I see God's hand. I see how God has been there for me and how He's watched over me. And at the time, a lot of times I didn't really realize what was going on. But I tell you today, as I look back, I know who it was and I know it was the Lord. And it's because He loved me. He cared for me. He died for me. And He had mercy upon me and my family. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord has done for me. And I want to show my gratitude by how I love Him and how I serve Him. And I want to give Him my whole heart that He would be pleased with my life. Because I tell you, I want to see souls get saved. I know we got but a short time. I know the Lord's coming back real soon. He's coming back to get His church out of here. And pure hell is going to break loose on this earth. And there is going to be a tribulation time that's going to come upon this earth. And I tell you, God's going to deal with sin. And He's going to deal with the devil once and for all. That old smutty-faced devil, He's going to put him in his place. He's going to chain him up. God's going to chain him up for 1,000 years. Then he's going to be loose after that for a little season. And then he's going to be in hell for eternity. And he won't be able to come and tempt any longer. He won't be able to come and bring any kind of accusations against the saints. I'll tell you, all of his demons and all the devil's crowd will be locked up in hell itself, never again to be loose to be able to attack God's creation anymore. Thank God We're going to be in heaven. We're going to be with the Lord. And we're going to have this perfect state of environment. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be where no sin is or no death, no disappointments. I tell you, it's going to be no time of separation. It's going to be a wonderful time. The Bible said it's going to be the streets of pure gold. I tell you, we're going to, the river of life is flowing. I tell you, it's going to be the tree of life with all manner, 12 manner of fruits. It talks about that. I tell you, it's just going to be a wonderful time. I can't comprehend how good it's going to be, but I know one day I'm going to be there because Jesus died for me and He took my place and He washed me in His own blood. He made and justified me to get to heaven. It's through Him. That's the only way I could approach a holy, righteous God to begin with was through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the mediator between God and man, that man being Christ Jesus. You can't just come to God. I tell you, you're too wretched and vile. You're born in sin and shape of iniquity. You're born a sinner. And you can't approach the holy God. But thank God the man called Jesus, the Son of God, that came in this world to die for sinners. And the man that knew no sin became sin, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. He took our place. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. If you'll come and trust the Lord Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, be willing to give everything up. Call upon Him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. The Bible said He'll save you. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's out of one's heart. The Bible said with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and a mouth confession is made unto salvation. I tell you, you got to come and bring that broke heart. And I tell you, He'll understand what your heart is saying. You may not be able to put it into words, but if your heart's crushed and your heart's broke and you see that you're lost and you need help, I tell you, He already knows you. He already knows your heart. He already knows the sins you committed. He knows everything about your past. There's nothing hidden in the sight of God. So when you come to Him, come to Him open. Come to Him honestly. And confess your sin. Be honest about it. And ask Him to have mercy on you and save you. He already knows you better than you know yourself. And if you'll come to Him like that, He'll have mercy on you. And He'll save you. He'll put something inside you that you'll never, ever get over. I can remember before I got saved, I had no peace. I was troubled on the inside. I had no peace. I didn't have no joy, and I had no contentment, and I wasn't satisfied. I was empty on the inside, and I just didn't know what my problem really was until I heard the Word of God, and I realized I was a sinner. I realized then I was on my way to hell. I realized if I died in that condition, I would die in sin and go to a burning lake of fire which is never quenched, and the worm never dies, and the smoke of the torment will send up forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. And when I heard it, I realized it, and I began to seek God. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know how to call on God. All I need to do is just ask Him to help me and forgive me. And I tell you, I started trying that. And I tell you, I started praying the best I knew how to pray. But the Lord knew what I was saying already, and He had mercy on me. And I tell you, I've been a new creature. I tell you, all these years, I tell you, I've been a new creature in Christ. 45 years, I've been saved. And I tell you, I've enjoyed it. I hadn't endured it. I've enjoyed it. I've always been satisfied with the Lord. I tell you, He's never let me down. Ever promised that He made me, He's fulfilled it. Everything He said was going to come to pass, it came to pass. I tell you, He's touched me. He's healed me in different things. I tell you, He's helped my family. I've seen healing in the families. I've seen all things that God has done for me and my family. That's not a boast. That's just the voice of gratitude today. I'm thankful for what He's done. And I tell you, He'll do the same for you. I tell you, He'll save you if you'll come to Him, my friend. Don't push Him off today. Don't let another day go by, and just call upon Him, seek Him, and He'll save you. I thank you for tuning in this way today. And I hope and praise you get saved. Get by yourself somewhere. Get by yourself and just call on the Lord. And don't get up. Don't let up till you know you've been saved. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name. And amen.